Mark chapter 5. Thank you, Brother Larry. Brother Larry has a unique ability to preach and teach at the same time. I appreciate the message. I want you to look in Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered him unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. Verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. If God will help me, I'd like to take your mind and your heart to this scene and see what's going on here and learn from it that God can do it. If you we'll leave here with that tonight, believing that God can do it, it'll be a great accomplishment for your life. I'm a preaching to people tonight that don't hardly believe that. After all these years, after these 84 years, I got saved in 1951. Went to preaching in 1960. With everything around me a moving and a shaking, it's still hard for me to keep it in my mind that God can do anything. Jesus had just come from healing this man, taking these evil spirits out of him and putting them in the hogs. All of Jesus' ministry, walking, going, doing, busy every wakeful moment. And I know tonight, I know by experience, experiencing many things these years, that God can do it. But I keep having to remind myself that God can do it. And so this synagogue ruler no doubt a devout Jew, came to him believing in divine healing. What about that? And he believed that Jesus could heal his daughter. What about that? Do y'all believe in divine healing? You say, preacher, do you believe in it? Sure do. God can do anything. And I'm convinced tonight, my Savior and my God loves me enough. If he in his heart knows I need healing, he can do it. And he's going to deal with this little 12-year-old girl. I don't know what all had been done for her. Whether they'd been to the doctors until they'd given up. I don't know. Did you ever give up? I'm talking to people tonight that's give up. I got a phone call today and get phone calls. Preacher, pray. I don't know what to do. And I said, I don't know how to help you. I'm down here in another state from where I live, and I don't know what to do to settle your case, but I know there's somebody that can help you. And it's not the marriage counselor, and it's not the lawyer. His name is Jesus Christ. The one that walked through this valley that I'm talking about here, and through this world, a healing and a saving and delivering, and he can do it tonight. Just as strong to deal with his children now, his children, bless his name. I'm glad that I know that I'm in the family that this brother's preached about tonight, and there's not but one family. There may be a whole lot of doctrines, and I think there's at least 29 different kind of Baptists, but there's one God, and His name is Jesus Christ, and He say His business is a saving old sinners and dragging them out of the ditch and the gutters, thank God, and healing them from the sickness brought on by sin. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight I know him. Thank God, been knowing him all these years, and he's getting better in my heart all the time. Waking me up in the night and saying, I love you, and I'll heal your sickness of your soul. Bless his name. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know him. I've been working on the road and in the field now for a few years, and the jobs are getting better all the time. Amen. Thank God, not a fixing to retire or to move somewhere else. I'm lacking what he's doing with me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now I want you to follow what God's doing here. He's not These Baptists and about half charismatic and half Baptists ain't no such thing. But evidently they think they are. But as far as I know, God just got one group. And it's an amazing thing. When salvation comes, there comes a hatred for sin and a love for Jesus and wanting to go to church.
Amen. Praise the
Lord. I woke up. My daddy's a janitor at the local Baptist church. We get up on Sunday morning most of the time, have to walk, didn't have an automobile. But my daddy, we'd go to church and he'd say, Hanley, you do this, I'm going to build fires. Had to build fires in the old stove. And I'd do this and sweep out a little of that. But thank God I hated that. Never did ask me if I wanted to go to church. He'd say, are you ready or not, finally? And we'd go to church. Amen. And we went every Sunday.
Amen.
And we went every Wednesday night. Yes. And I believe when I got born again, I didn't hate to go to church no more.
Amen.
And amen, I wanted to go every time the doors opened. Yes. And when they had the woman's meeting, I went there before I found out I wasn't supposed to.
Yes.
I thank God that if you fall in love with Jesus, they won't have to drive a bus to your house and pick you up and give you candy and Cracker Jack to get you to ride the bus and go up there and sit around. Thank God, and them tell you a dirty a story of some kind and take you back to the house and put you in the children's room back under somewhere. We didn't have but one room. Do you know that church can operate on one room?
That's right.
Thank God tonight, if we'll just believe that God can do anything.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I want you to, he said, now I'm going to tell you what, it ain't the Democrats and Republicans, the trouble's at my house. That's what he said. The trouble's at my house. Are you all hearing me? Most of all your troubles, just about all your troubles at your house. If the commotion down at the church and the commotion over the preacher and the commotion over this, I'm going to tell you, it's the troubles. If we get rid of the trouble in our own house, if the men we know would be men instead of half women, we're getting, the words is getting feminized. The church is getting feminized. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Everybody's lovey-dovey, and thank God, and don't give nobody any trouble and nothing's wrong anymore. Thank God, it's like it is, always has been. Amen. Jesus can do anything, but you have to walk the chalk or He'll leave you where you are. Oh, I feel Him dealing to my heart. I want to preach to your soul that the God that saved me is as real can be. Amen. Don't doubt Him. Go with Him. Amen. And Jesus, the Bible said, went with Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't that a blessing?
Amen.
You go after Him right and He'll go with you.
Amen.
Now, I don't know whether you're ready for all this or not. I'm going to tell you, the Masonic Lodge ain't going to do you any good. Now, I'm not coming down here to bless them. I used to belong to them. And got my grandpa's ring. My grandpa told me, he said, if you're a Baptist and a Mason and a Republican, you can't get no higher than that. But I found out that none of them had anything to do with me going to heaven.
I appreciate,
are y'all hearing me? If I want God to go home with me, I need to straighten up my ways. Forget about all this self-help business and all these clubs and all that junk that's going to take care of everything you got. There ain't but one real doctor. Amen. And He's open night and day and had His shingles out for 6,000 years and never missed a case. He knows what's wrong with you. You got heart trouble. And He's got the pill that'll make her bounce right.
Yes, sir.
I got a pacemaker right there. You know what a pacemaker does for you? It don't do very much for you. They'll tell you to do everything, regulate your heart. Don't regulate your heart at all. Just keep it from beating too slow. That's all it's for. That ain't no healing. Keeping you from, if they have to keep you from all the time, it ain't healthy. My heart's not healthy. If it was, wouldn't have to anything in there to keep me from. And if you're healthy as you ought to be, there ain't nothing in you to keep you from.
Amen.
Jesus saves you for.
That's right.
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Amen.
Jesus went with Him.
over yonder in that house, that little old 12-year-old girl, she's about to die. I hear Mama say, "Honey, hold on. Her daddy's gone to get the Lord." I wonder, sir, you're looking at me, if your family can hold on while you go get God. I wonder if you're the priest of your own house. If you sang with your children and read to your children the blessed things of God, turn off that crooked piece of mess in the corner of your room.
Amen.
And lay down that phone you got glued to your ear.
Amen.
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 No use you looking at me that way. I'm too far gone now. I want to tell you to get that old 1611 King James and read what God said. He can do it.
Amen.
My son said, "Daddy, you need to get you a phone." At least, he said the other day, "Boy," he said, "you work on that phone." I want to look at something. I was looking up faith healers. And he said, "Well, a bunch of that right there, a bunch of that there." I said, "You're getting good, your fingers, Dad. You're really good to have a phone." I said, "It ain't going to be there." All I got's a little old flip phone. That's all I need. And I call who I want to, and they can call me, and I don't have to read what they wrote. Because what they've said about me has already got me sick.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? And I wanna say this. I remember when I go through the doctor's office, wherever you are, and they're sitting there, man and wife, and they tell me a lot of times they're texting one another and one's sitting right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they quit talking to one another, just texting one another.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Right.
Said, "Hold on, honey. Daddy's gone after God."
Amen.
Have you prayed for your young'uns lately? Have you gathered around you? Some old woman in North Carolina said, "We moved over yonder in that old house. And we got born again. Daddy went down on the bottom next to the river. Got a big, great big rock and hauled it up here with a mule. We drug it in the house and laid her down and said, that's our altar." She said, "We raised our children around that altar. We let it lay the Bible on that altar on his knees and read to the children, and we'd sing," and said, "He's gone now." He said, "But I've still got my rock." Are you all hearing me? He said, "I thank God I still got my rock. Do with me what you will. Talk about me like you want to, but I still got my rock." What I got on the side of the hill down yonder in 1951 is holding out good. Liquor don't get better as it ages. It gets more rotten as it ages. But Jesus is a getting better.
Amen.
Amen. And she said we'd he'd bring in me kindling and go down there and gather kindling, lay it outside in the shed. And he said, I run out of kindling. And said, I have no way how to build a fire. Just got to get big old sticks and try to light them and go out. And said, I went to the rock and said, God, I need some kindling. I ain't got no kindling. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
And he said, in the night I heard the wind blowing. I got up and it had pine cones blowed around the house so I couldn't gather them all. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Great God. Great God. He can do it. He can make the wind blow in pine cones to build a fire with. He can take care of your problem.
That's right.
Heard a woman said, God, back yonder in 1929, she said, I'd saved up my money and I had a quarter. And she said, I was going to buy sugar, make a pie for the husband and the kids. And we went to church, and God said, I'll give that quarter. I said, Lord, I've been saving to buy sugar to make pie for the kids. And the Lord said, give the quarter. And she said, I shed tears and pitched it in. Went home sad. And I laid down to rest in the afternoon, and I heard a hen cackling. Back in them days, if a hen cackles, you find out she's probably got a nest somewhere. She said, I went to the window and looked, and she's over there by a fodder shock. You know all of what I'm talking about? Cut that corn and stack it up together, you know. And I went over there, and I seen a little place where she'd went in, and I pulled that back. And there's a pile of eggs laying there. And the Lord said, take them down there and get you a quarter.
Amen. Amen.
God can do it.
Amen.
Amen. And somebody said, somebody's coming. And Mama went to the door and said, honey, hold on. Daddy's coming with a man like I never seen before. Said, hold on, honey. God is coming. And the little girl took two or three breaths and died. There's a man run out, I guess his assistant pastor, and said, we can't do it. There ain't no use doing going any further.
Yeah.
Just forget about it. She's already dead. Don't trouble the master. Said, don't y'all bother God. There ain't no use y'all hollering at God all the time.
Go ahead.
Just all you need to do under breath is just say, our Father which art in heaven. But I'm going to tell you, you get right wanting what God's got for you.
Right.
You won't care how loud you get,
right.
How much tears is in your breath.
Right.
Thank God.
Amen.
Wet the floor with your tears and ask God to have mercy. Amen, amen, amen. Are you all hearing me tonight? Do you think God can take care of your problem? You think if you used to come to the altar tonight and put your trust in Him, that God can put homes back together and heal people in your own house? Amen, He can, He can. God can.
Amen.
I'm about to have a Tuesday night fit. This is Tuesday.
Amen.
Thank God, I'm glad. I'm in the family.
Amen.
It's a family business. This is a family language. Ain't nobody else. The world don't understand about what's going on here tonight. Poor Brother Larry preaching while he's a preacher. People said, what in the world's the matter with them? They'll never understand. They got a different bloodline we got. Great God in heaven. Hold on, honey. That is a coming. Hold on, ma'am, when heartache and sorrow grips your soul and you say, God, I can't take it. Hold on and keep a praying. Amen, sir. Hear me, preacher. Don't quit. Don't slack. Thank God, don't sell out. I take the world's King James Bible and walk through this country and preach as your granddaddy did, that Jesus saves and delivers. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
They had, Brother Larry, they had minstrels down there. You know what that is, don't you? They're down there playing that music, you know. Them minstrels. There's a singing, having singings, you know. Probably drove a bus up there and all of them dressed alike. Yeah. Probably got somebody else's wife on the bus with them.
Right.
Go ahead.
Jesus, that loving master now, that loves sinners. You know what he said to them bunch? Get out, 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 out.
Right.
That's right.
I go to Baptist church and have people singing half dressed. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Hey, come on now.
Y'all stay with me now.
Yes, sir.
Ungodly, been down to club on Saturday night and sang to that drunken mess, adulterous mess, and come to the house of God and let them sing and brag on them a piece of junk.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Donald Trump's got more sense than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I've quit listening to his speeches. He's got a filthy mouth.
Yeah.
I like what he's done. I like some things he's doing. I really do. But I ain't going to. I told my wife, don't you listen to more of his speeches. Won't be in this house. Are you hearing me?
Right.
I don't have to listen. Thank God for what he's doing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you're getting into politics. Ain't none of your business.
Yeah. Right. It's all right.
So I'm going to take Peter, James, and John, the mom and dad in with me. What's going on here? He went up on the mountain, he took Peter and James and John. The rest didn't go. I don't know whether they'd take me and you or not. We is there. We is here where this girl was. Well, Jesus wants you to go in. Do you believe enough that God can?
Amen.
He didn't have to talk about all the healings he's done and all that. Hey, it just told straight out truth what God done with no flowers on it. Amen. Said, Telathakuma, made I say unto thee, arise, and amazing grace, her eyes open.
Amen.
Would you believe on him for your problem? Or you've been out yonder by yourself crying in the middle of the night and saying, God help, God help, God help, God help. Are you hearing me? He can and he will.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I can see her get up. I had a lady in my church come in kind of just out of the world, her and her husband. Her daughter comes to my church, finally gone to come. They come on Sunday morning, and it got so they'd come most of the while on Wednesday night, come on Sunday night, and it got coming all the time. Both of them lost.
Yeah.
I guess they belong to church somewhere. That usually don't make any difference for Baptist folk, you know. Do what you want to as long as you come to church and pay your tithes, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
And she come to the altar. I don't know how many times she come to the altar. And I was a preacher one morning, got on, said, anybody got anything to say? I don't make much altar calls. You know, it's either touch you, you know, anybody wants to come can come. She said, preacher, I don't really know what's going on here, but while you was talking, while I'm going preaching, there's something happened to me. And I said, well, describe it, ma'am. She said, well, the burden's all gone. All that old bad feeling I had gone. And all of a sudden, I began to liken the preaching. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I said, what are you going to call it? She said, I believe God saved me.
Amen.
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 You hear this old war out preacher tonight. God can do it.
Yes.
Amen.
He can for you and you and you.
Yeah.
You reckon... Do you reckon, preacher, maybe quitting's been in your mind? Song leader, reckon quitting or change has been in your mind? You reckon, Mom, that the devil's been telling you what's the use? Get out of this. Or do you think there's hope in Jesus for you?
Amen.
She arose. You know what Jesus said? Give her something to eat.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Let me tell you, preachers and Sunday school teachers and the deacons, your youngins in your church need something to eat.
That's right. Yes.
And I ain't talking about building the fellowship hall.
That's right.
Come on.
It's the old man of God. If you've got a man of God that's tell a joke before he starts, get rid of him.
That's right. Amen. That's
right. I believe I'm right there.
I know you are.
Amen.
I know the preacher in North Carolina that left his house on Saturday night, every Saturday night. Went down to an old shop down there, had a barrel, and he'd put some boards up there and take a blanket down there. And he'd pray most of the night, get up on them barrels and put that blanket over him, sleep a little while and get up and pray again. He said, after a while, people began to know I was down there, and they'd come down there and interrupt me, and I'd have to get rid of them before I could pray. But they said on Sunday morning, when our preacher come in, you could tell he'd been to the shop. And when Jesus comes in, you can tell he's been to the shop. Could you trust him tonight? Talathakuma, I say unto thee, arise. Everybody stand, please. I just want the sister to play Just As I Am. This altar's open if you want to come. I'm done tonight.